the State Department recently released its International Narcotics Control Strategy Report. Here to discuss the country report on Colombia is Peter DeShazo, Director of the Americas Program at CSIS and a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs. Ambassador DeShazo, the country report on Colombia claimed a 29% reduction in the amount of coca leaf under cultivation in the country. How significant is this?
That's a very significant decline to have taken place in 1 year, and it jibes with figures from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime for Colombia, which also shows an important reduction. And there are lots of other areas in the counter-narcotics area where there's been some important progress in Colombia.
But isn't the counter-drug effort in Colombia often characterized as a failure?
It is, but that is really not an appropriate or accurate characterization. Part of the problem is that the way in which progress is measured has sometimes been flawed. The United States government measurements of coca cultivation are done once a year using high-resolution aerial imagery of known or suspected drug-growing areas. That, at the very beginning, once this started around the time Plan Colombia went into effect about 2000, showed a decline until the year 2005, when all of a sudden there was a spike in the amount of coca under cultivation, and everybody said, "Oh, the efforts are not bearing fruit. There's been a substantial rise. There's something wrong." In fact, what had happened was the U.S. government was measuring about 81% more area in Colombia in 2005, which resulted in a very large spike in the amount of coca found, because the size of the sample was much greater, and that really skewed the measurements. If you look at the measurements with that taken into consideration, it's been pretty much of a downward trend in coca cultivation, but also some really important other downward trends in pure cocaine production potential, leaf yield per hectare in Colombia, a much smaller size of the overall narcotics economy. So this is a very positive picture, and it's one that's not often accepted as such or understood as such.
What role has the U.S. played in helping the counter-drug efforts in Colombia?
The United States has played a big role. Overall, we've spent more than $7 billion in Colombia since the year 2000, and really, I think, have gotten a pretty good return for that investment, especially in the beginning years of Plan Colombia. The bulk of the investment was in counter-drug activities and in standing up a counter-drug brigade in Colombia with helicopters, which was a big-ticket item. But we brought in spray planes. There was a considerable aerial spraying campaign, a lot of support for interdiction. And in the long run, I think it's paid off.
Well, looking ahead, what is the outlook for counter-drug efforts in Colombia?
Colombia remains a problem country in the sense that it's still the largest producer of coca leaf in the world, still the largest world producer of cocaine. Most of the cocaine that enters the United States, almost all of it, or a great deal of it, comes from Colombia, perhaps upwards of 90% of it. So the counter-drug effort in Colombia is still very important. The positive sign is really more Colombia specific, in the sense that drugs no longer threaten the stability of the country as they did in the year 2000. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, that derive the bulk of their funding from drugs, the drug trafficking, the former paramilitary gangs, all of these organizations no longer have, well, the paramilitaries are disbanded, But the drug traffickers and the FARC no longer have the enormous income from coca and from cocaine that they had before because of the major reductions in production. This, with the size of the drug economy being being lowered overall, Colombia is in a much more stable situation. The state has much more control over national territory because of an increase in the size of the army and the police force and their ability to take over areas that used to be controlled by the guerrillas, by the FARC, and by former paramilitaries. So what's happened is you get more legitimate state authority, and that reduces the space in Colombia that's open to the drug traffickers. The important thing is to keep these trends positive, to continue to consolidate state authority in more territory of Colombia, to continue efforts to eradicate, mostly now manually, more than by aerial interdiction, aerial eradication, to keep up law enforcement, interdiction, control of precursor chemicals. And this is an effort that requires a lot of money.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to an interview with Peter DeShazo, Director of the Americas Program at CSIS. He was discussing the State Department's recently released International Narcotics Control Strategy Report on Colombia.